AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says he will vote in favor of New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland to serve as Interior Secretary, clearing the way for likely approval of her nomination as the first Native American to head a cabinet agency. Last week, Manchin said he plans to oppose President Biden's choice for budget director, Neera Tanden, which could sink her nomination in the evenly divided Senate. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if Tanden is offered to withdraw.
The stage we're in is working to continue to fight for her nomination. And as you know, it's a numbers game, right? It's a matter of getting one Republican to support her nomination. We're continuing to do that outreach, answer questions they have.
Tanden was an advisor to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and heads the left-leaning Center for American Progress. Two committees considering her nomination both postponed meetings that were scheduled for today. Golf legend Tiger Woods remains hospitalized following surgery on his right leg, broken in several places in a rollover crash that he had yesterday on a steep road in suburban Los Angeles. APZ Donahue reports Woods' pro career may be over.
L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says they will look into whether speed was a factor, but there were no indications of drugs or alcohol.
This is what it is, an accident.
Woods shattered bones in his lower leg. Some of the fractures went through the skin. Dr. Michael Gardner at Stanford Medical says, unfortunately,
it's very, very unlikely that he returns to be a professional golfer.
Fellow golfer Rory McIlroy says for Tiger Woods, golf shouldn't be on the map right now. He's alive.
I mean, he's not Superman. You know what I mean? He's not like, you know, he's a human being at the end of the day, and you know, he's already been through so much.
Tiger Woods was rehabbing from back surgery before the crash.
The Dow closed just under 32,000 today, posting a 424-point gain. This is AP News. The Supreme Court agrees to take a fleeing suspect case out of California. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the details.
In previous cases, the court had said an officer in hot pursuit of a suspect, believed to have committed a felony, can enter the home without a warrant if the suspect had gone inside. But a California case now under review involves a misdemeanor. In 2016, an officer tried to stop a driver who was playing loud music and honking his horn. The man ignored the flashing lights and drove into his garage, but the officer blocked the door from closing and eventually arrested the driver for DUI, along with the noise offense. But the driver said his Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable search and seizure had been violated. Several justices suggest it would be problematic trying to make a distinction between a felony and misdemeanor in a warrantless entry. A decision is expected this spring. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.